It should make these communion cups a bit easier to open.
这个圣餐的杯子如果能够容易打开点就好了。
I'm glad Jesus didn't use them.
我很高兴耶稣自己没有用这样子的杯子。
Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5.
耶利米书第一章四到五节。
It says here, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying,
耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说。
In the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations.
我未将你造中的我已晓得你你为他所立的立定分别你为圣小的你为我变过的做法的先知
Yeah. So when Jeremiah is a young man,
当耶利米在他是年轻人的时候他就收到了神的预言听着很不错。
Jeremiah chapter 20.
那我们现在来看看同样的耶利米书。
Years later, when Jeremiah served the Lord, this is what he says.
很多年以后，当耶利米再次侍奉神的时候，这是他所说的话。
Oh Lord, you induced me. I'm persuaded. You are stronger than I.I am in derision. Just like when Joseph had dreams about his future.
就像约瑟早早的就为他的未来已经有了一个梦。
Everything sounded so great.
好像听着非常好。
Until they served the Lord.
直到他们真的开始侍奉主。
Until Jeremiah served the Lord.
直到耶利米真的开始侍奉主时。
God was calling him into a life of service that he will be rejected, persecuted, and he will suffer.
神呼召他的一种侍奉是让他被拒绝在苦难和痛苦当中的一种侍奉
Because God was asking him to prophesy very negative words to Israel.
因为神要耶利米去预言一些特别负面的消息给以色列人听
You know, it is great when God calls you to be an evangelist.
如果神呼召你叫你当传福音的人那就好了
when you see the great multitudes being saved,
当你看到几千几万的人都在得救
and when you see those people who are sick healed,
然后你可以看到得病的人可以得医治那多好啊
but when God calls you to prophesy judgment on a nation,
但是如果神让你为一个民族来说出他们审判的话语时
It is something very hard to do.
就真的很难了
And Jeremiah suffered.
所以耶利米真的受了苦
He was imprisoned.
他在牢中
He suffered a lot. In fact, he suffered so much. He said to King Zedekiah, Please, let me out of the dungeon of the house of Jonathan.
所以当时他已经受苦受到一定的程度他既然都对王说求你了让我不要在这个苦难中让我从我这里头的低谷走出来吧
And later on he was put into a big prison at the bottom was mud
他最后又被关注了一个种、里头都是泥巴的牢里面
And he just sat in that dirty mud
他在那个泥中一直坐着
For days and days and days
每天每天的坐在泥中
becauseIsrael refused to listen to the word of God.
因为以色列人不想听神的话。
Each time when they say, Jeremiah, prophesy to us, what is the Lord say? Each time he opened his mouth. You will go into exile by the Babylonians.
那每次当他们以色列人跟耶利米说，你对我们来预言吧，看看神到底要对我们说什么。然后没想到每次预言都会说，你们会被巴比伦给掳走。
The suffering was so great that when the king wanted to take him out of the prison,They had to put rags under his armpit, put a rope around him, and then pulled him out.
当他的那苦难很痛苦，当他需要从那个最低处被拉上来的时候，满身是泥，还要把各样的绳子来绑着他的手臂，然后把他从泥中提起。
So verse 14 says.
所以第十四节说。
Verse 14.
Yes.
I'll tell you what verse 14 says. Yeah, verse 14. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me.
十四节说，愿我生的那日受咒诅，愿我母亲产我的那日不蒙福。
Even a gentleman called Baruch.He was a scribe for Jeremiah to write down some of his prophecy. Even he said, no, I'm not doing it anymore.
那就算是当时帮耶利米代笔写书的这个人他都说哎呀我都不想写你这个话了。
Jeremiah's life was so painful. He said in verse 14, Cursed be the day that I was born. I wish I wasn't born.
耶利米太痛苦了痛苦到他竟然说出十四节这个话都希望自己没有出生过才好
Brothers and sisters, you knew this. If Jeremiah knew this,
如果连耶利米早就知道这个事情的话
When he was a teenager and someone said to you, Jeremiah, in a conference, you are called to be a prophet.
你可以想象你自己还是年轻的时候，然后你在参加营会，有人对你预言说：“哇，神呼召了你。”
You know, I'm not Jeremiah, but I remember some of the prophecy that were prophesied over me when I was a student.
我不是耶利米，但是我记得我在学生的时候，我也被人这样子预言的。
Only if I knew.
如果我知道。
I tell you, when God calls you, He calls you to a life where He will put a yoke around you.And you have to follow him and take up your cross.
当神真的呼召你的时候，他呼召的是让把轭放在你的脖子上，架着你，带你去你要想去或者不想去的地方。
Like Jeremiah, you have, if you are a true servant of God,
就像你像耶利米一样，真正的神的仆人。
He may call you into a life.
他可能会把你呼召到一种生命。
Where it is not nice.
一点都不好。
Where you wish you were not born.
你都会糟糕到你都希望自己没生出来。
And yet Jeremiah made it all to the end.
但是耶利米最后真的一直这条路走下去。
Jeremiah was one of those great prophets that had a very long ministry.
耶利米是其中的一位先知，他的侍奉时间是最长的。
Not only did he suffer, God made his ministry last for years.
不光是说他受了苦，他的侍奉的时间是很多很多年。
There were many prophets in the land those days.
那个时候，在那个土地有很多很多的先知。
But very few prophesied what actually God sent.
但是有很少真的是神所差派的先知。
But Jeremiah was obedient.
但是耶利米真的很顺服。
And he didn't care what people said.
他才不管别人说他什么呢。
He knew he would go through suffering.
他知道他会要受苦的。
But he was willing.
他还是愿意的。
Amen? Why is that Jeremiah could do it?
为什么耶利米可以做得到呢？
What about all the other prophets? They compromised.
他的那些先知们呢？他们妥协了。
They only prophesied good things.
他们只讲好听的。
They said to the king, "No, you will not go into captivity, or you will quickly come back from captivity."
他们就对他们的王说：“啊，不会，你不会被巴比伦所掳走的，或者说你掳走了，你会很快就回来的。”
You see, it is easy to say things that people want to hear, but it's much more difficult to say things that people don't want to hear.
所以要说人想听的话当然是容易的，要说别人不想听的话才叫难事。
So if you went to Jeremiah's prophetic conference,
如果你去耶利米的这个事工团队，
he wasn't very seeker friendly.
他呢就不是很讨你好、讨友好的那种人。
Amen. Most of the people who listened to him would come out, I better put my life right.
很多人从他的那个事工出来以后就会说，哎呀，我真的是要纠正纠正我的生活方式了。
You see, God will never put somebody through a ministry like that unless that vessel was prepared and was willing.
神绝对不会随便呼召这么一个人，除非这样的器皿真的已经被神预备好了。
Even though Jeremiah said, God, it feels as though you misled me. If only I knew my ministry.
那耶利米也说，真的觉得你在误导我，如果我早知道你要这样做的话。
But in the end, when you read about his life, he still glorified God. He still submitted to God.
但是当你读到他侍奉的最后的时候，他仍然还是给神荣耀，仍然是服侍神。
That's the mark of a true servant.
所以这个才是真正的仆人的。
It's not about him. He's only a vessel.
不关乎他自己，他
只是一个器皿。And that's why God has to prepare that vessel.
这是为什么神需要来预备这个器皿。
That vessel has to learn how to trust God, how to listen to God, and how to obey him.
这个器皿需要学会怎么依靠神，怎么样听到神，服侍他。
Because if that vessel seeks to do its own thing, if that vessel is in fear of man, then the vessel will not be fruitful to God.
如果这个器皿他自己喜欢按自己的心意做事，然后又害怕人的话，那他不会成为神的好器皿。
Many people serve the Lord.
很多人都说自己侍奉神。
But not many partner with God.
但是不是很多真的在与神
同工的。Not many co-partner with God.
不是真的在与神同工。
God is looking for partners.
神是在找同工。
People who will serve with him.
和他一同工作、一同服侍的人。
Yeah. So in Chinese, 同工不是为神侍奉神。
所以在中文讲翻译的很好，就是同工，他 it's co-work with God, but not serving the Lord.
Many people get busy in God's kingdom. Say, I want to do things, but is it that which God asked you to do?
很多人在神的国把自己弄得很忙，说啊，我要为神做事，为神做事。那真的是神让你做的吗？
Everybody wants to be an evangelist.
很多人都想当全福音的人。
Everybody wants to be a miracle worker.
很多人都想当行神迹的人。
But nobody wants to be Jeremiah.
但是没有一个想当耶利米的人。
Amen. A true vessel will not choose.
而真正的器皿是根本不会自己来选择的。
So whatever God called us to do, He will prepare us.
如果神真是呼召我们做什么，他一定会预备我们。
We have to be patient.
我们就需要等待耐心。
Amen. You can't plant an apple seed into the ground and say,And you wait 5 minutes and say, "Where? How come there's no apples?"
你不可能把一个苹果的种子种在地里，然后五分钟以后你说你为什么还不长出来
？Amen. You have to wait.
你需要等待。
You have to cultivate.
你需要培养。
And God has a process.
神有一个过程的。
And in John chapter 15, verse 1-2.
在约翰福音十五章第一到第二节。
I want to show you two of God's processes that you.Bear in mind,
我想让你看看神的过程，做事的过程。
How he makes us more fruitful.
他怎么样让我们能够结果子
？I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes.That it may bear more fruit.
第二节，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去， 凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果，结果子更多。
I believe some of you, when you were young,
当你们年轻的时候
，when you serve God,
你们侍奉神
，you bore fruit,
你觉得结了果子
，then suddenly,
突然
，it came to an end,
就成为句号了。
Whatever you do, whatever you say.
不管你做什么说什么
It's unfruitful and it is a dead end.
就开始觉得诶怎么是条死胡同然后发现不结果子
And you wonder if the devil has now had victory over your life.
然后你就想哎呀是不是被撒旦给征服了
Or you sin against God.
还是我犯罪得罪神
And you begin to pray and search in your mind, what's happening?
然后你就开始祷告说主啊发生什么事情
Previously, everything I touch, everything I say, people come to Christ. Everything I pray for, it happens. But now,It comes to stop.
以前做事多有果效啊，一祷告他们就好，一传福音他们就信。怎么现在不是这样了呢
？Everybody say process.
很多人都大家一起来说，这是过程。
It is God's process.
这是神的过程。
The very fact because you bear fruit.
是如果你结果子。
God prune you.
是因为神剪了你。
How many of you do gardening? You know when you prune something, what does it look like after you pruned it?
你们爱在花园里面种植的人，你们会懂得，如果你不去剪枝子的话，那个植物会怎么样
？I remember every time when Suzanne prunes the rose bush, I said, "What you've done to the rose bush?"
然后我记得我每次我的妻子她在那里剪枝子的时候，我就问她，哇，你怎么剪成这样啊
？Instead of flowers, all you see is a few sticks left.
不但没看到花，只看到几根那个枝子留在那里了。
It looks dead.
看着就像死了一样。
That's what happened when God prunes you. You look dead.
这就是当神剪你的时候的反应，你就真的像死了一样。
You look as though you cannot bear fruit anymore because He has cut everything that needs cutting off.
那你就感觉自己真的是结不出果子的样子，好像该有的都被剪掉了。
So if your life looks a bit dead, even though when you are serious for God, even though when you are, you know, you really want to do things for God, but everything around you seems to be cut, 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 cut.
如果你的生命感觉像死了一样，然后你自己是很认真的对待神，要侍奉神的，但是就觉得像死了一样，是因为神在剪你的枝子。
Then you are a person who's been pruned by God.
那你就是那个被神剪枝子的人了。
Not attacked by the devil.
不是被魔鬼攻击的人。
Not because you sinned against God.
不是因为你犯罪得罪神的缘故。
God took his scissors out.
是神拿了他的剪子出来。
How many of you seen? You know, I remember when we used to have a small dog. When we shaved, you know, when we cut all the hair, the dog is just tiny. Looks as though it's about to.No, there's not much of it left.
那我们以前有只小狗，当时我给它剪毛的时候，当长毛变成短毛的时候，它突然感觉小了好几号，感觉它快死了一样。
When God has pruned us, our life looks embarrassing.
所以当神来修剪我们的时候，我们的生命变得非常的尴尬。
It looks like the devil has won.
就好像魔鬼得胜了似的。
Amen. That's why when you say when you want to give a testimony, it's hard.
所以当你想来给见证的时候你觉得很难
As though the devil has somehow won.
因为觉得好像连魔鬼都得胜了的感觉
All the doors are closed.
感觉所有的门都关上了
Nothing seems to work.
什么也不管用
Nothing is the same anymore.
什么都和以前一样
God has pruned you so that you will bear fruits of a different kind.
所以神修剪了你让你结一种跟之前不一样的果子
It is another fruit. It is a fruitIs that Jesus saying you become more fruitful for Him?
这次结的果子是真的，耶稣说的，你为我结果子的那种真果子。
Because your faithfulness at the beginning had bore fruit, that was just faithfulness.
那你之前之所以结果子，是因为你之前有信实。
How many of us, when we are faithful, what is our prayer?
那我们很信实的时候，我们会怎么样
？Oh Lord, we will.I want to do greater things for you.
有信心的时候，你说主啊，我要为你做大事。
Mold me, break me.
破碎我，修剪我，陶造我。
God's only just answering your prayers.
神刚刚就答了你的祷告。
Amen. We can say that quite easily. When God answers our prayers, it begins to be painful.
我们可以知道，当神真的在答我们祷告的时候，我们就开始感觉到疼痛了。
And if you endure.
当你坚持到底
you surrender to God,
当你降服在神面前
Indeed, the next season when it comes,
当下一个季节来到的时候
all the fruits will come from you.
你下个季节的新果子就会出来。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
unless you abide by the vine,
他说如果你不在我里面的话
we will not bear fruit.
我们就不能结果
子。Every time when God prunes us,What he's trying to do is trying to draw you closer to the vine.
每次当神来剪修剪你的时候，都是为了让你和那个葡萄树更接近。
Each time God is drawing you closer to him.
每次神都是让你跟他更靠近。
And as you draw closer to God, the more you realize that you can do nothing.
你越是跟神靠近，你就越感觉到原来靠自己做不了什么。
The more you realize you need him.
你就更感觉到你更需要。
And that's why Jesus says in verse 5, which we haven't got there, he says, you can do nothing without me.
所以在就接着下面的第五节会说，因为你离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Perhaps God is trying to lead some of us to realize that.
很多时候神就是想让我们在这种光景中来认识到自己真的离不了。
That we cannot bear the fruit that God wants unless we are abiding in him.
除非我们在神里面，要不然我们就结不出
让我们结的果子。
除非我们真认识神。
When I was a young Christian, I had all the answers.
当我是年轻的基督徒的时候，我以为我有所有的答案。
I love debating with people. I had all the answers.
我喜欢跟人去争论，因为我觉得我的答案都
是正确的。Everything to me was just black and white.
对我来说，一切都是是黑，不是黑就是白。
But as you get older.
但是我长
As your hair turns gray,
当我的头发变灰白
you realize some of the truths of God is gray.
我才发现原来神很多的真理就是在黑白之间的灰色
Wisdom begin to sprout.
然后真正的智慧灰色的智慧就开始
And as you get older,
当你变老的时候
And as you draw closer to God,
当你跟神更亲近的时候
You begin to shut up.
你开始知道闭嘴了
And you begin to realize you know nothing.
你才知道原来我真的不懂什么。
Because all you realize that God is awesome.
你自己知道的，你唯独知道就神真的很伟大。
He doesn't need any of us.
他不需要你我。
He has all the resources he needs.
他所有的资源都在他自己里面。
He can turn a stone into bread.
他可以把石头变成面
包。He can make the stones cry out to God.
他可以让石头来赞美。
God is awesome.
神是伟大的。
And when we realize He's awesome,
当我们认识他的伟大时
as when we are older as a Christian, we ask this question, God, why do you need me?
当我们成熟以后，老了以后，我们会问神这个问题，那你要我干嘛？
God wants to partner with us so that He can bless us.
神其实是想要祝福我们，改变我们来祝福神，荣耀神。
Can you imagine if Elon Musk asked you to be his business partner 50-50?
如果有个商人重要的商人来问你让你成为他的同工的话
What can you do?
和他合作
What can you and I do?
你能怎么办
Nothing much
你其实也做不了什么
What can we actually do for God? Nothing much
你们可以为神做什么其实也做不了什么
But when he asks us to partner with him it is he who's doing it and blessing youas being his partner.
那如果我们要为神同工的话，其实是神在做，然后他要祝福给我们。
So that when the task is finished, we can say to him, "We did it, Lord."
所以当任务完成的时候，我们还可以狐假虎威的说，哎呀，我们做的。
But really, he's the one who's done it.
其实是吗？不是，是他做的，神做的。
But we can enjoy being his partner.
但是我们可以作为他的同工，也自己觉得。
Hallelujah. That's why, brothers and sisters, part of that process.By pruning you is to move you further into God so that you become more fruitful.
所以神修剪你的这个过程是为了让你跟他更亲近，直到最后结更多的果子。
Another process that God uses to make us more fruitful is in Luke chapter 13.
那还有一个过程，让我们来看看路加福音十三章。
Reading from verse 6.
从第六节开始。
Jesus spoke a parable. He said, he also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none.
耶稣给了个比喻，这里说一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来树前找果子，却找不到。
So here is a plant.
这里有一棵无花果树，它结不着果子。
We're not talking about a fruitful tree being pruned now. We're talking about a tree that is nearly dead.
我们在说的现在不是一个以前的有个果子树，然后把它修剪。
That looks useless. That looks useless.
马上就是完全无用的要死的树。
That's why sometimes some believers, we may not feel we're fruitful.
所以很多信徒，我们可能自己觉得自己没有什么果子。
In fact, we do feel whatever happens, we don't bear much fruit.
我们也发现，当事情发生的时候，哎，我们真的没有结什么果子。
God has a process for you.
神有一个过程给你。
Amen. Everybody say again, process.
大家再来说这个字，过程。
Every time when you hit a brick wall, process.
当每次你撞南墙的时候，你就知道啊、哦，原来是个过程。
God has His process.
神有他的过程。
So、what does he do with a tree that is not bearing any fruit?
那对于这个完全不结果子的树，神会怎么做呢
？Verse 7.
第七节。
Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?"
第七节，他对管园的说：“看哪，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不到，把它砍了吧，何必白占土地呢？”
So this man is like the pastor.
所以这个男的就像一个牧师一样。
Kick that brother out, kick that sister out, wasting church resources.
把这个弟兄踢出教会吧，把那个姊妹踢出教会吧，真是浪费我们时间和资源。
Look at her life. They're not doing anything for God.
看看他的生命啊，他对神什么也没有。
They only show up when there's food.
他每次只有食物的时候才会出现。
You see, if that person still has a desire for God,
只要那个人还是对神有渴慕的话，
God will never neglect anyone.
神不会厌弃，不会放弃我们。
So what does God do?
所以神会怎么做呢？
Verse 8.
第八节。
He answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year until I dig around it and fertilize it."
管园的说：“主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土，加上粪。”
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
what is fertilizer made of?
知道粪是那个原料是什么吗？那个施肥的原料是什么吗？
What is fertilizer made of?
你们知道施肥的原料是什么吗？
I'm not talking about the artificial one. I'm talking about the natural one.
我不是说的那种人工施肥的原料饲料哦，我说的是自然饲料。
You know there are times where certain slang words has more powerful meaning.
那你们知道，虽然有些词听上来粗鲁哈，但实际上更加能够帮助表达。
Than the proper word.
比那种比较有文化的字眼好表达。
So the non-religious word is actually more powerful than the religious word fertilizer.
所以这种不是很宗教性的这种话语反倒比较有用。
But you know what I'm talking about.
你知道我说的是什么字？
It's a word that means poo.
就是粪屎。
It's the Aramaic word that sounds like shh, something.
阿拉伯话就是真的有这个屎这个词，这个音在里面。
Aramaic word is shh. Yeah?You know, sometimes life can feel shh.
很多时候我们的生活就像屎一样。
You see, God allows us our lives to go shh.
神也允许我们的生活真的走到跟屎一样。
When you ask somebody, how's life?
当你有时候问人家说，哎，你的最近怎么样啊？
And most Christians will say, praise the Lord.
基督徒都会说，哦，感谢主，赞美主。
And everybody put a brave face on.
然后每个人都放着一个很勇敢的面孔。
But in fact, life is.
但是实际上，生命就跟屎一样。
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
你们知道我在说什么吗？
Life is just pooey.
就是那个生活就糟糕的。
Everything around you is going downhill. Everything around you smells like poo.
周围所有的事情都在走下坡路、下滑路，闻着就像屎一样。
It is pooey.
生活就像屎一样。
When you are a Christian, loved by God, when life is pooey, God is sitting around you.
那如果你知道你是基督徒，你爱神，可是你的过的生活就像屎一样，你要知道神在你的身边给你掘土。
And sometimes God allows life to smell like poo.
很多时候神都竟然允许你的生命和生活真的臭得像屎一样。
Because God is using that as fertilizer.
因为神用它当肥料施肥。
He's digging in you.
他在你的里面。
What God is trying to do, He's trying to restore you, trying to revive you.
他在你旁边挖土是为了让复兴你，让你能够回。
You see, I'm not talking about Christians. Some, you know, when God has pruned you to be make you more fruitful. I'm talking about people who've given up.
我说的这种基督徒可不是说之前的像给你剪剪枝子的基督徒
when,
而是你自己完全放弃了
When you don't believe God can do anything anymore
当你已经完全绝望不觉得神再能做什么
When you believe your life has no value anymore
当你觉得你的生命已经没有价值了
When you don't believe you can be fruitful anymore for God
当你觉得再不可能为神结什么果子的时候
Those could be your younger days, now you're old. What can you do?
以前是我年轻气盛可是我现在却老了怎么办
Be careful.
要小心
you might pray, Lord, do you still want to use me?
你可能会祷告说主啊你还用不用我呢
Do you still want to use me?
你还想不想用我呢
Lord, in my remaining years, do you want to use me?
主啊剩下的这段时间你还想用我吗
God said yes.
神说是的
And how does he do it?
他怎么做呢
Start getting a shovel and start digging.
然后拿出锄刀来开始在你旁边掘土
And suddenly in life, everything comes crashing down.
然后突然生活就好像被所有的土掘的埋起来了一样
Just like Joseph, everything seems to go wrong.
就像约瑟的生命一样好像周围什么事情都不对
One thing after another, as though it's synchronized, coordinated.
一件祸事接一件祸事没有一个是好的
Not just a bit of fertilizer here and there. It comes in truckloads.
这不是说那么一滴两滴粪土而已是一大堆粪土砸上来
God is trying to revive you.
神在掘土想让你恢复出来
He's trying to dig up that well that was in you.
他想把你里面的那个活水给你
挖出来 God has placed an anointing in us.
因为神在我们里面放了一个恩膏
God has given us a call.
他给我们一个呼召
See, each time when Jeremiah is suffering, his anointing that is on his life, God is digging around him.
所以当每次耶利米在受苦的时候当他里面有这样的恩膏在这里发作是因为神在给他掘土
And all the problems in life seems to make him grow.
所以旁边的那些看似问题的问题其实都在帮助你成长和长大
Seems to make him revive.
其实是在重新的恢复你
Seems to restore him.
其实是在帮助你恢复
That's not how the world does it, but that's how God does it.
世上的人不这样做事情但是神却是这样做事
Each time when Israel has sinned against God,
每次当以色列人得罪了神以后
God will try and be patient.
神就一直忍耐
But when he has run out of patience, when they are so sinful, what did he do? He sends them out into exile.
那当他们真当神不再忍耐他，因为他们的罪恶太深的时候，神就让他们被掳去。
In order to bring them back after 70 years.
为了是要70年以后再把他们接回来。
You know, sometimes God allows certain things to happen in our lives because it will bring.Us more, it will fertilize our roots. It will fertilize us.
所以很多时候我们总是想，神为什么允许这样的事情发生？他其实是在给我们掘土，给我们施肥。
He's digging in us.
他在挖土。
He's challenging us.
他在挑战我们。
To bring that anointing out.
让我们的里头的恩膏出来。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes our lives should be broken in order to release.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们的生命很多时候需要去先破碎，才会释放出恩膏。
That's why the longer you walk with God, the more you realize He is in control and He is in charge.
所以你跟神走的时间最长越长，就越会知道原来神真的是在掌权。
He will never let you suffer for nothing.
他不会让你白白受苦。
Amen. And that's why as Christians never say to God, life is just so fertilized.I'm going to leave you.
所以作为基督徒千万不要这样对神说我的生命的化肥施肥太多了所以我要放弃你。
You didn't, when you read the Bible, you realize a lot of characters went through a life with full of fertilizers.
那你要是真的读圣经的话你会发现这里面有很多的人物都是过了一个似粪土一样的生活。
Because they trusted God.
因为他们相信神。
They obey God.
他们顺服神。
They are the one.
他们就是。
That's why the Bible says, they, because of their faith, they are counted as righteous.
所以圣经里面说，因为他们的信，他们被称为义人。
Amen. You name me a person in the Bible who, when God made a great promise, they did not go through a life full of fertilizers.
你有没有可能举出一个例子，在圣经里有没有哪个人物不经历这种粪土般的生活，就能够成为神的器皿
？The anointing in us will abide.
那我们里头的这个恩膏会不会在里面？
It will tell us God is working in my life.
他会告诉你我神真的在你我生命中做工。
So God is making us fruitful, whether by pruning or whether by digging around us and fertilizing us.
所以神为了让我们结果子，他让我们给我们修剪，让我们给我们掘土。
The key is this.
但是关键是
like Jeremiah,
就像耶利米一样。
He discovered serving God sometimes when God sends you out into the world is not easy.
他意识到原来当神呼召我让我走出去的时候并不容易。
But we can, because God proved us,
但是神修剪然后有结果然后又预备我们。
Amen? Before he releases us.
在他们释放恩膏之前。
That's why, even though when we feel we are not adequate, but trust in God's process.
就算我们觉得自己不够好但是我们要相信神给的这个过程。
Trust in his pruning.
相信他的修剪。
Trust in his digging around.
相信他的掘土。
And trust in his ability to make us fertile.
相信他可以给我们施肥。
Amen. Let's pray.
那我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父啊。
I thank you, God.
谢谢你主。
For all that you have done.
为你所做的一切。
I know, Lord.
我知道主。
Like Jeremiah.
就像耶利米。
You called us.
你呼召了我们。
But Lord, we cannot trust in our own ability.
所以主啊，我们不相信我们自己的能力。
But we trust in your process of making us ready.
但是我们却相信你的预备的这个过程。
So I just pray, Lord, for every person in this church.
所以我为这里面每一个人祷告。
That Lord, when we say we will serve you.
主啊，当我们说我们会侍奉你时。
When we trust you.
我们相信。
We indeed can.
我们就真的可以。
And Lord, even though when life doesn't seem to go right.
就算我们的生命中不对。
We believe you.
主啊，我们仍然相信。
We know you love us.
我们知道你爱我。
We know you are taking us further.
我们知道你继续在我们向前。
I thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
I thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
I just want to encourage everyone here today.
今天想鼓励你们每一个人。
God is speaking to you. You quietly in your heart say, Lord, I thank you.I thank you for what you are doing.
如果神对你说话的话，你现在就在心里对神说：“主啊，我谢谢你在我生命中做工的这个过程。”
Remember, brothers and sisters, the calamity does not come from God, but God uses it.
但是弟兄姊妹也要记住，灾难从来不是从神而来，但是神可以用它这个灾难。
Hallelujah. Father, we can trust you.
主啊，我们可以信你。
For all that you do.
信你所做的一切。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
Let's everyone stand.
让我们起立。
Hallelujah.
It was my cross you bore, so I can't.
阶段。
Jeremiah，
在耶利米的最后生命。
After a very long ministry，
对很多年的侍奉之后。
Lifting up his hands，
他举高他的手。
Worshiping God，
对赞美神说。
That it was he's that he's so privileged to have served him。
他是如此的荣幸可以侍奉他的主。
Brothers and sisters, I think no matter what kind of life we go through，
所以弟兄姊妹们，不管我们经历生活什么样的问题，
at the end of it，
最终，
if we can say God is such a privilege having served you，
如果我们真的对神说如此荣幸我们可以侍奉你，
you are blessed，
你真的是蒙福的。
You have gained something a lot of people do not know what that is。
你得着了很多人连知都不知道的福分。
The contentment，
这种满足。
The joy，
这种喜乐。
The privilege，
这种荣幸。
The honor，
这种荣幸荣耀。
To glorify Jesus，
都能够来荣耀我们的主耶稣。
For your life，
借着你的生命。
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah。
You see Jeremiah does not see the suffering， he sees the honorHe sees the privilege of being the mouthpiece for God.
所以耶利米他没有真的轻看他的这份受苦，而是他知道他成为了神的一张嘴是如此的荣幸。
That's why I admire him so much.
这是为什么我们如此的尊敬他。
At the end of a very long ministry and a long life，
在这么长的年岁和侍奉当中，
he honors God.
他荣耀了神。
Let's honor Jesus.
让我们来荣耀神。
When we sing this again，
当我们这样唱的时候，
let this be your prayer，
让它成为你的祷告。
It is such an honor Lord Jesus，
是给我们主这样的荣耀。
You deserve all the praise，
主啊你真的配得所有的荣耀和赞美。
That's why we live，
这是为什么我们活着。
That's why we live，
这是我们活着的原因。
We live for him，
我们为他而活。
Thank you Lord。
要他的。
Let's glorify his, let's tell him.
那我们告诉他。
The education, the skills, the talents that you have given.
这个你的我教育主啊，来埋藏了你给我的。
I will honor you.
我今天要荣耀。
I will honor you with all.
我用我的全然来荣耀。
I will honor you.
我完全的来荣耀。
Wherever you take me.
不管你把我带到何处何地。
I will be the light and I will be the salt.
我们都仍然要做盐做光。
I will let Jesus shine through.
我要耶稣借着我能够发光。
Lord, let there be none of me.
主啊，让这里在没我里面再没有我。
Let me become an empty vessel.
让我成为一个完全空空的器皿。
I seek to glorify you.
就为了要荣耀你。
I want to be able to say, Lord.
主啊，我想说，主啊。
I live a life full of your honor and your glory.
我活这一生。让里面满有你的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
There's a Holy Spirit in you.
圣灵住在你里面。
He is the mind of Christ.
他就是神的思维。
He is your teacher.
他是你的老师。
He is burning in your heart right now.
他在你的里面燃烧。
He's talking to you.
他在对你说话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory.
我们给你荣耀。
Oh, we give you the glory.
我们给你荣耀。
Father, I pray that you listen to every prayer.
主啊，我们祷告，你听我们的祷告。
We lift our lives to you.
我们把我们的生命交给你。
And I know today, oh God, you have reignited passion in our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告，我们心里面再荣产那些燃烧的火。
Revive us, Lord.
主啊，你来恢复我们，再次复兴我们。
Build us up.
来复兴我们，建造我们。让我们为你结果子。
And let our family.
让我们的全家都来侍奉你。
We worship.
我们赞美你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We give you the glory.
我们给你荣耀。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. If you need prayer, please come forward.
大家请坐。如果你们需要代祷，可以到前面来。